cooking.
Hello, friends. Ipswich Town are top of the table. The most famous man on the planet, owner of some excellent muscles, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is tweeting about Ipswich Town, and everything is tremendous. Stu has just unbuttoned his shirt. He's that excited. We are here. It's the Kings of Anglia podcast. And as I say, Town are top of the table. We're all very excited.
Not as excited as you.
I was very excited. We'll get on to that in a minute.
It did occur to me when you was bombarding our group chat about The Rock that you did reveal many months ago on this show that he was your man crush.
He's definitely my man crush.
He's your man crush.
He's one of the best men alive. Anyway, the reason we're playing the intro music is, of course, James Norwood made history around the world. Electrifying gif following his two goals in the 5-0 win at Bolton.
Made history.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It's wrestling hyperbole, my friends.
Okay.
I'm bang up for it.
He scored two goals against some teenagers.
No, that's not the line.
The Rock didn't acknowledge that, did he?
That's not the line. The Rock tweeted hashtag Norwood.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, Watson.
The noises of my friends, of course, Randy taking the piss out of wrestling. And just giving a fist bump as well. To my left hand, now doing the people's eyebrow, is Hutch Hogan. Hello. And across the table, much better at it actually, Stewie, is Dr. Stuart Watson, Stephen Watson.
Mr. Watson has good dexterity. Do you have dexterity in your eye muscle? Because he's a big winker.
He's a massive winker.
There's no doubt, I had no doubts that he'd be able to do the brow as well.
Do the brow. That's pretty damn good.
It's too good. Thank you.
Roscoe, you're the authority on wrestling. Producer Ross.
I like wrestling.
You do like wrestling. do you make of Stewie's people's eyebrow?
Do again? Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's a good eyebrow.
Yeah.
The Brahma Bull, I'm now aware that he's also called.
Yes.
He's got a tattoo on his shoulder.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's one of his things, isn't it?
I've been on his Wikipedia page quite a lot over the last few days.
Listen, I know obviously you're having a bit of fun with it, and you two clearly are very nonplussed by the whole wrestling theme. But let's put it into perspective. Last season, Ipswich Town got relegated rock bottom. See what I've done there? Of the championship. Things were not looking good. Now, five games into the season, Ipswich Town are top of the table. As I say, one of the most famous people on the planet is tweeting about Ipswich Town. 13.7 million followers The Rock has. Or Dwayne, as he's now known, on Twitter, which is more than quite a few. Times are good, aren't they, boys?
Dwayne wouldn't have been a good wrestling name, would it?
Dwayne. here comes Dwayne.
Only he can pull that off as a cool name.
Not just that, though. The probably the biggest music artist on the planet has closed the biggest music tour of all time wearing a Framlingham Town shirt.
Yeah.
But prior to that, an Ipswich Town shirt.
Yeah, what did you make of that, Ross?
Rubbish.
He's not a big Ed Sheeran
fan. No,
no. Who do you like more, Ed Sheeran or Miles Kenlock?
Miles Kenlock.
There you go.
By the way, have you noticed this morning that Ed Sheeran Framlingham Town shirts are on sale?
Mm. Are they?
Yeah.
Gone to that cash cow.
Oh dear.
Good luck.
Good on the castleman.
Exactly. Boys, we're having a lot of fun here. Times are good. Did we not enjoy the Rock gif from Norwood?
Yeah. No, I did enjoy it. Of course you're right. It's a bit of worldwide exposure for Ipswich, who have been a club, let's be honest, that have become increasingly less relevant as times have gone by. So,
sadly, a slight part of the enjoyment was taken away by the fact we saw it the week before and there was no surprise element. Grant Pringle, the man behind such gifts as two beer cans, Caden Jackson going, ugh.
I tell you what, the rest of the gifts look really lame now, though, don't they? Caden just kind of giving the
Cole Skuses is brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah. You may not see it, but I'm not going to see
what it is. <'Cause he won't score. laughs> Can you give us an insight into what else Norwood's got up his sleeve then in that case?
Hot take, Cole Skuses will score this season. Just throwing that one out there.
Okay, well, I really hope that's true.
Go home, Watson, you're drunk.
Because his little video is brilliant.
What else has Norwood got up his sleeve?
I think only one more has actually been recorded.
Hmm.
It's not my place to say what that is.
Is it Mr. Soccer?
Yeah, I don't.
That's not fair.
I don't want to spoil stuff.
The one that's been recorded is not wrestling related.
Oh,
but there's plans.
Disappointing.
I think they were disappointed with how it came out, so he's coming back with some more props. But yeah. as he acknowledged when chatted to Andy yesterday, he's set the bar high now. So, yeah, I'm sure he's got a few
more. He's got to keep pushing it, though, hasn't he? Because if he just comes out and does the... What was the one where he it was a really mundane one they tweeted out after the Stone Cold one?
Yeah, I think that one was just recorded for like 89th minute consolation goals and 3-1.
There's a lot of thought going into this. Yeah, and I asked why they used that one, and it was, you know, it has to be an important goal. They're very conscious that they don't want to be putting out some wrestling gif when it's a, as Andy says, a late consolation or a.
I suppose that's true. That's a good point, actually. It's got to hit the right tone, isn't it?
You can't just suddenly get the people's elbow going when you're 3-0 down at Rochdale.
So what's the one going to be when he fires the goal that sends Town back into the championship?
I dread to think where they'll be at with these by then.
Yeah, is he going to be jumping off a ladder onto someone?
Yeah. Is it a suplex?
Yeah.
That's a thing, isn't it?
It is a suplex.
Do one of them.
A swanton bomb, I believe, is the term off the top of a ladder, isn't it, Ross?
Yes, Jeff Hardy.
There you go. See, I know.
Maybe they need to get Ross in as some kind of creative director.
I know my wrestling. Boys, what are your thoughts on wrestling?
Stu had some thoughts on it.
I did. What did you send in the group chat when I pointed out you've got the Stone Cold reference wrong?
Yeah, I did say wrestling's for virgins.
Still more of a sport than darts, though, isn't it?
No.
Of course it is.
Mark, sports, I'm not having this.
It's good anyway.
It's sports entertainment, it's, and it has its place.
Yeah. It does have its place.
I'm not anti it, it's just I never got into it. But the more we talk about it, the more I've realised I've just kind of amassed some knowledge.
Yeah, I've played the computer games. I've barely ever watched it, but me and my brother used to play the computer games for some reason.
I will say this, all joking aside, Dwayne Johnson is one of the best public speakers I've ever seen. I'd put him up there with Mandela and Clinton as an orator. He knows how to capture a crowd. So
maybe not have the same global impact as Mandela.
Possibly just a little bit less.
But similar.
As a public speaker, I'm not even shitting. He's brilliant.
He's not going to shag you, mate. That's what the kids say on Twitter.
What kind of stuff is he talking about? If he's doing some public speaking?
I'm talking about the promos that used to cut in wrestling.
Ah, okay. He's not holding court on like the town hall steps or something.
No, he's not talking about anything particularly important, obviously.
Mm.
But in terms of an ability to capture an audience and hold them in the palm of your hand, he's pretty good at it.
Mm. There are others, like Benjamin Bloom, for example. Yeah. Very, very good. Yourself.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, nice save. Gonna have to do the people's elbow on you in a second. Anyway, boys, let's move on.
Before we move on,
yeah.
People's elbow, I saw a lot of complaints from diehards that he took off the wrong elbow pad.
Oh, get a life.
This is important.
Is the people's elbow a particular elbow?
Yeah, it's always the one that he takes the arm pad off.
Because it makes it even more tough.
It makes it more sharper, damaging.
Sharper. Yeah.
And so in matches, I'm right, Ross, aren't I? In matches where, epic matches, where he'd done it already once.
Yeah, he can do it.
He would take
again.
It off the other arm, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
and use the other elbow.
Yeah.
Like unsheathing his elbows.
Exactly that. Exactly that.
What if James Norwood's strong elbow is different? Do whatever you do.
Good question.
Do what you want.
Maybe it was. Maybe the image was reversed the way it was filmed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So he did do it right.
We're overthinking.
You before we move on and talk about the actual game itself, which seems terribly tedious now. You spoke to Norwood yesterday. You saw him.
I saw him. Yeah.
Basking in his presence.
I think I touched it.
Did you?
Yeah, well, shook hands.
Yeah. How is he? He must be buzzing.
Yep, you're like this. He's wearing a New York Knicks shirt.
Nice.
With a backwards cap. He's cool. He likes wrestling. He likes basketball. He scores the goals.
I'm not sure about backwards cap, though.
He's wearing a lot of hats at the moment due to...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Due to growth.
Has it...
No chat about that until October.
That's when we know.
Yeah, that's when you know.
That's when we know. In other hair-related news, I've now decided that my hair wasn't age-appropriate.
So, but what are you going to do about it?
I'm growing it out. The line is more appropriate? The line is gone.
Oh, the line is gone. Oh, yeah. Was that the bit that was the issue?
What were you talking about?
I thought you were just going to go like shoulder length or something.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing a bloomie. But I am growing out the line. Anyway, football.
Sad times.
Ipswich Town are top of the table. They won 5-0 at Bolton, which, whenever you win 5-0, I know it was against a team of youngsters. You can't sniff at it. You certainly can't sniff at being top of the table. Boys, your thoughts. Discuss.
Job done. Move on.
Good. Excellent.
It's one of those ones, I think, if you weren't there, you might be more excited about it than if you were there. Paul Lambert says this was a dangerous game. It wasn't a dangerous
game.
James
Norwood said yesterday they were 99% sure they were going to win it. Mm. That's not dangerous. 1% chance of draw or defeat is not dangerous.
I'm sorry. People have sort of had a little bit of a pop at me back on Twitter by saying that I was overplaying, that Lambert was being silly in his pre-match press conference. But he wasn't he? Trying to compare Ipswich's situation to Bolton's.
You just had to be at what I'm still going to call the Reebok, I'm afraid, to know that the situation was so different. It was in the air. You could tell the difference. You could see it. It's, yeah, very, very different.
Them playing their kids is very different to Ipswich blooding 3 or 4 last season. It was, you know, there were 17 and 18-year-olds across the pitch.
Ipswich were, if we're talking about blooding youngsters, it was like young England internationals were these youngsters. You've obviously got someone like Idris by the end of the season, but that was by the end of the season.
Well, the only two in the Ipswich team was Kenlock and Downs, who are both in their 20s now and have got reasonable experience under their belt, you know, and that's up against 17 and 18-year-olds who have got, you can count on one hand the amount of senior appearances they've got. It was men v boys, quite literally.
It could have been 10.
Yeah, no exaggeration. Norwood's had 3 one-on-ones saved. Yeah. He's put another chance over the bar. I think he's going to be frustrated he didn't get more. Matthews was their man of the match. So it was what it was. Ipswich kind of had to win convincingly just to...
Yeah.
And they did.
And I think now that we're talking now, I think Bolton's takeover went through last night, didn't it? Which is good news for them, hopefully. I guess Ipswich will probably look back at this game and they may well feel fortunate that they caught Bolton when they did. It's a free 3 points.
Where's the integrity? Like, imagine at the end of the season, Ipswich kind of pip someone courtesy of goal difference, and the other team will be looking at that going, where's the integrity of this competition? Is it fair that two or three teams got that advantage of playing Bolton early on? I don't know.
You can only beat what's in front of you. Yeah,
no, it's true. Ipswich went and did the job. They, you know, probably 5-0 is what was really expected, bizarrely, as that sounds. They got it done. I guess when you're being Ipswich and you're gunning for promotion, you've got to be ruthless and you take any advantage that you can get. This is not really on Ipswich. This is on the league, what Stu was just saying. It's on the EFL.
The good news is Andy now has to eat a kilo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Burrito.
Oh, is this still relevant? This still live.
We had some negotiations, and we changed the stipulation at the start of the season to any away win by 3 or more goals.
We had some last season. If Ipswich won at a team that occupied a top 6 spot on the day of the game, Andy had to do the what's it called?
La Beast,
which is a kilogram burrito from Peterborough Services.
Yeah, only available at Peterborough Services and some others on the M4. So yeah.
Clearly that didn't happen last year. So we changed the rules slightly. Andy said that if they won by three clear goals on the road anywhere, he would do it. And then it suddenly dawned on him as we were driving up to Bolton that he was in the danger zone. So we renegotiated and I said... Was it four clear goals?
I applied for an injunction initially.
Yeah.
We called Barry, our driver, because Barry wasn't with us this weekend.
Oh.
He was with Ed in the park.
Oh. You had to drive yourself. Unbelievable.
I know, it shouldn't be happening, should
League
it?
One.
We called Barry, and Barry initially agreed that I should have just a 1 week injunction, which didn't count. Watson, not so keen on that, but we renegotiated the terms to 4+, and anyway, that's a very long, dull story about the fact I'm now going to eat a kilogram of chicken.
When's that going to go down? Should we save it for the live pod?
It'll be a bit cold.
It'll
happen the next time we go through Peterborough Services.
And it will go through you.
I'll film it.
The stupid thing is, this will happen at like 9 o'clock at night or something. Yeah. You don't need to eat a kilogram of anything.
You're going to be in a world of pain, my friend.
Why?
Well, a kilo of meat, basically.
I won't be eating anything else that day.
Okay. You're going to be absolutely starving.
Well, I'll know what's coming, won't I?
Yeah.
Fine.
I want to say this. Stu, you've got to record it.
I will.
I think there's an argument even to stream it live, I reckon. So, boys, now you've thoroughly deflated me and pointed out that was a complete joke of a game at the weekend and Town shouldn't really be top. How do we feel about Town being top of the table?
It's great that they're top of the table.
Yeah, putting all that aside, it's brilliant. Everyone keeps looking at the table. They occupied bottom spot for the majority of last season. So
October
doesn't matter. Onwards. It doesn't matter. The fact that it's League One, does it really matter? Being top, winning games. It's something that we've not experienced
being
for a long time.
Being top of any league, yeah. Is surely not to be sniffed at.
Scoring goals.
Yeah, exactly. And Stu, you're actually seeing wins as well, which was a novel thing
for
you.
Can we put that to bed now, the curse thing?
I'm happy to.
Yeah, I don't know.
How can you can't be a curse when you've witnessed back-to-back wins.
It'll be interesting to see what happens this weekend when Hutchie's not there.
Mm. Last time I missed a game, they were relegated. So
it's not a good thing.
Probably won't happen this weekend.
Yeah,
but
we'll get on to Shrewsbury in a bit. Where are you going this weekend, Hutch? What's your
good friend's wedding?
Ah. Excellent. You the best man?
No.
Just not that good then.
Yeah.
he's a very good friend of mine. I'm just an okay friend of his.
You're an average friend of his.
Yeah.
Excellent. Boys, before we move on, I haven't actually seen any of you for a week, pretty much. How are we all? How are things going?
Tip top.
Good, thanks.
Have you seen more Elmers?
No. More Elmers.
Have you done anything?
Tell you what, the best thing that's happened to me since I last saw you is I had the best cheese scone I've ever had in my life.
That's a bold claim.
Well, I'd say it's the best I've had in my life. I've had the same cheese scone before the past from Honey and Harvey in Woodbridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's got paprika in it, comes with chilli jam, and it's sex.
Cheese scone is sex.
It's so good.
I agree, to be fair. Cheese scone is probably one of my biggest weaknesses on earth.
Scone.
Could you eat a kilo of cheese scones?
Scones.
Scones.
Gone. a kilo. I'd probably rather do the burrito, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd give it a good go.
You have to have a lot of scones for a
that's true.
For a kilo.
Did you have this scone when you were seeing George Burley?
No.
You saw George Burley, didn't you? How is George?
Yeah, for a secret project.
Is it secret?
Yeah.
Okay. But you saw him for a coffee, $5.95. Coffee with George Burley, my favourite expense.
I put this through my expense account and you have not stopped talking about it ever since.
I like it. What did George have? I reckon he'd be a latte man.
No.
What is he?
Have another get. Anyone else?
Cappuccino?
Yeah, cappuccino.
Sprinkles on top?
No.
No sprinkles?
Just a small.
What about you?
I had a flat white because I always have coffee when other people are having coffee, so just I don't look like a child.
Yeah.
I'll have a Capri Sun, please.
I'll have a slushy, please. That's happened before. Stewie, how are you?
I'm good. I've got no coffee anecdotes.
What have you been up to? Because you've had a few days off?
Just stuff and that.
Oh, good.
Nothing exciting. Move on.
You know when we get to the live show, you're going to have to be a bit more entertaining.
Well.
Just make it up, mate.
Just make it up, yeah.
Just make up what you've done. When we get to that, just make it up.
I had It Doesn't Matter early doors today. That's it.
I don't think it actually got recorded.
Yeah, it did.
Was that on the first bit that we once again had to scrap, Ross?
No.
It was on the retake.
It was good stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff.
How are you, Ross? What have you been up to?
You've
been taking driving lessons. How that's going?
Yeah, it's going well. Yeah. That's all I have.
You're not crashed into anything? Or?
Close. I went in a cycle lane and
slipped a cyclist.
Yeah, basically.
You were telling me you were ready for your test the other day. I beg to differ. Now,
not yesterday. It wasn't great yesterday.
Get that theory done, my friend.
Yes.
Roscoe has literally 1,000 reasons to pass his driving test because that's all that separates him from a pay rise. Mm. So, exciting times, Ross.
Yes.
Get it done, my friend.
£1,000.
£1,000. You'd think he'd be raring for it, wouldn't you?
Yeah. One day.
Ross came in the car with us.
Of course, because Barry.
Saturday,
because
Barry wasn't available. So we left at 8 in the morning. We got.
I picked him up at 7:30.
7:30. Got gone midnight by the time we got back. I think I heard him speak 10 words for the entirety of our 16-hour day or whatever it was.
Earphones in, child in the back. You weren't in a good place, were you?
You had a child, did you?
I was the child.
Something else to mention.
Yeah, I was just chilling.
That £1,000 won't go very far. No.
Boys, Are we enjoying Great British Bake Off?
No.
No.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
One of my favourite shows.
Even though it's the controversial move to Channel 5?
Four.
Four.
It's much better now.
Even without, I was about to say Jane Berry. That's
Mary
our,
Berry.
That's our HR lady at work. Mary Berry.
Yeah.
And she, with that other
she
one.
She's not missed at all.
And the guy from...
Noel Fielding's brilliant, yep. As is Sandy Toksvig.
Don't like him. It's a little, don't like her.
It's a little slice of Britain. I absolutely love it.
Do they still call it the Gingham Altar?
No.
Oh.
That's gone.
I liked that bit.
That's a shame. To be fair, I didn't have you pegged as British Bake Off viewers. Roscoe, you're certainly not a British Bake Off viewer.
No. I'd eat the cake, but...
I bet you would.
Okay.
You'd eat anything free.
Yeah, basically.
Can we do it... you know when you do the Beast, can you do it as a competition with Ross? That'd be amazing.
To be fair, there was a competition at OK Diner, weren't there? When we all decided...
Oh, some really more poor decisions at the food, the diner.
Who had the steak?
Warren Page.
Yeah. It strikes me that ordering a steak at the OK Diner would not be a wise move.
It was a bacon steak.
A bacon steak? So a gammon basically.
Yeah, steak. They called it bacon steak. We all had pancakes.
Yeah.
Six,
please.
Good or not?
Three of them were good.
The first three.
Yeah.
With a tub of butter.
Yeah. Mm. Excellent. Well, now I feel like we've caught up.
Yep.
On my plan, it says other notes from Bolton. KVY should AG start. Is it even worth discussing that?
Vincent Young was very good.
Excellent.
First
the
half
man.
Especially looks like the potential answer to the right back problem that's. They've
don't,
had for many, no, many years.
Stu, don't. There's been so many false dawns with that. Mm. Don't christen him the saviour just yet.
Yeah.
Signs are good, though.
Yeah.
That is true.
Another option, of course, for his nickname, I realised this week, would be Big Daddy Kane.
What does that mean?
Well, he's a famous rapper from the early 80s, Big Daddy Kane. Kane
I was
Vincent
born in
Young.
1986.
Jesus Christ. Ross, you know Big Daddy Kane, isn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you?
Bangers.
Ross was born in 1996.
Man, come on. Just because something happened before you were born doesn't mean you're not aware of it. Surely. Like, you're aware of the Second World War, for example.
Is Big Daddy Kane comparable to World War II?
Again, slightly less important in terms of world history. But as a cultural reference point, Big Daddy Kane is quite a big name in the history of hip-hop.
It's not exactly Tupac, is it?
I was born in Suffolk. Like, which coast are we talking here?
He was no, there weren't really coasts at this
what,
point
middle?
In hip-hop.
There were no coasts.
Well, no, you're talking about the 90s hip-hop scene, which is West versus East Coast, and Biggie versus Tupac and all that sort of stuff.
There'd been no in continental the, drift by that
in,
stage.
In the 80s, there weren't really, coasts weren't really an issue. There was a bit of a beef between BDP and KRS-One.
What? Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
But there was no coastal rivalry in hip-hop. That hadn't happened yet.
Star Wars robots now.
Anyway,
should we talk about football?
If we have to, you're the one who said it was rubbish. So let's talk more. Georgiou, the boy Georgiou,
how are we pronouncing that? I can't. What
Georgiou?
I was pronouncing it Figueroa or last week. The boy Georgiou, who I when Stu said, "Oh, they signed a winger from Spurs," I loudly scoffed and said, "That's boring." And since he's proved me wrong, hasn't he? Because he's been all right, hasn't he? In his two appearances so far, he's been lively.
He's been like, yeah, the first more so than the second he came on with the game one. He's left-footed. He's attacking. He reminds me a little bit of Bersant Salina in that his first touch is really positive every time.
Yeah.
And that's what Salina was. So kind of, whether that be coming inside, going outside, taking on someone. Doesn't always come off, but... He's a positive player.
He changed the game against Wimbledon, didn't he?
Yeah, very much so.
Bersant Salina, that's the guy whose hair I had. I realise now as you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a good
I think he probably used more product than you.
I don't know.
Having spoken to Zanchu,
he
uses a lot of product.
Yeah.
You're more restrained, which is good.
Should the boy, Georgiou, start then? Should he start on Saturday?
On Saturday... we're back to the judge debate again, aren't we? Where he fits into this conundrum, because I think we're very much 4-4-2 is here
for the
short term at the very least.
Yep.
With the Jackson Norwood strike partnership sort of flourishing at the moment.
Alan Judge did his best piece of play came from the right flank. He played on the left, didn't he? But that ball that split Bolton completely in two for, was it Norwood's second?
Don't laugh at that. You're better than that.
What?
I was looking at something on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just while we're chatting football, you're going
to... Well, I'll take myself off in these moments, to be honest. As do a lot of our listeners. Yeah.
That's not true. He did his best piece of play came from a wander over to the right. But he was more restrained, wasn't he, in terms of his midfield wanderings? He was
more disciplined. Lambert had said in the build up, hadn't he? You have to, his new favourite phrase, you have to sacrifice the me for we. I think he said that in every press conference. Is that a German thing?
Yeah, but how would that translate to German?
We'll get on Google Translate in a minute.
Do it in a minute.
Yeah, he was more disciplined, but he still has a little wander, doesn't he, at times? It's still not for me. I don't think that
he's not a left midfielder, is he? I can stomach it in the 4-2-3-1 because there's less responsibility on the left side of the three behind the one, but a 4-4-2 he's not a left midfielder in a 4-4-2.
But that assist that you mentioned, you know, that is the quality that he's got, and I think that quality will come back now as he starts to get games under his belt. So I don't know. Is the answer to that? I think it's different drinks for different needs, depending on which games we've got. I think
lager, sometimes cider.
So. Yeah,
Giorgio being the cider.
Yeah.
Okay. A summer drink.
Would you start him? Yes or no?
No.
No. No. How'd you say no? Stewie's going to say.
I'll say yes, just to disagree with Hutchie.
Wait, you don't really believe that,
you bugger.
No, I want to get Judge back up to speed, but I don't like him on the left. But I think it's needs must at the moment.
Okay, is there anything else worth talking about football related from Bolton before we move on?
Well, it's a big chat. Do we want to talk What's EFL?
Jesus, do we have to do that now? That's going to be heavy. I suspect Stu's going to have a very, very long answer when we start talking about the EFL.
It's a joke what's happened with Bury and Bolton.
It really is.
Is that all you want to say?
Well, I think we either just say that or we go off or we have a big chat about the reasons.
We can talk about rearranging the Rochdale game quickly, or is that coming later on?
No, go for it. Why have they done that for a start? Well, surely you'd rather be playing them. I mean, the players they've got out because of international duty aren't, with the greatest of respect.
Well, let's go through him. It's Shibek, the third Shibek. Choice goalkeeper. Yeah. Doesn't affect
that doesn't
things.
Matter.
Two players down the left, the ones that we've just been talking about, Judge and Georgiou. So that's robbed you of two of your left-sided options, but there are other options there for the wing.
What? Who are the other options? Idris, called up for international duty. That's another one of that. Dobra on international duty.
So yeah, making look a right mug, Stu.
It's Jordan Roberts, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a good point.
And
Garbutt back by them? Possibly not.
Do you want to... Yeah, I don't know if he'd be ready to start. And then the other call-ups, which I feel pretty sure that Ipswich are probably aware that Flynn Downs and Andre Dizelle are going to be called up by the under-20s. That's not been announced yet. But if you then don't have Flynn Downs in the middle of the pitch, you can't replace him with Dizelle. Is Nolan fit to start? Is Emma Hughes fit to start a league game? For me, I think they've made the right decision. For me, I would say.
The other wing options would be to have Rowan Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
You've got his wingers there. Roberts is back up. I think you could have a sensible conversation with England to say, can we keep Flynn Downs, please? His development is going to be better aided by playing a League One game than an under-20s game. For me, play it on the Saturday. Try and keep some momentum going. Trust the depth of your squad. Don't give yourself another Tuesday night trip to Rochdale.
And us.
Maybe my judgment is clouded purely by the fact that we have got to go to Rochdale.
What you get in a
midweek.
Free weekend, weekend after next, is then taken away by the fact you've got to go to Rochdale on a Tuesday in November.
Yeah, and Lambert keeps talking about the Saturday Tuesday schedule, and it's too hard, and you know, and they've now given themselves that game. The only thing that now makes me think that it probably is ultimately the right decision is Bury game now not happening. So you've got a 10-day gap now. You was always going to have a 10-day gap. Ipswich have just chosen to take that sooner rather than later, which which buys them some time for players to come back. So I think I've talked myself out. My instant reaction was, why are they doing that? But probably it's the right thing to do. I'm not sure when they applied for it to be off, they knew the very game was going to be off.
But I don't think so, but no, I think it's the right decision. You can't take these games lightly. Don't rob yourself of players. That would be my thoughts on it. Every game you need to be winning these games. It's not a case of you can just go up and that point will do.
I don't think it's taking it lightly. But Lambert's rotating his squad anyway, isn't he? He's made it clear he's not going to be looking to play the same 11 every match, and you're dipping players in and out anyway. Of the players that are not going to be available, Downs is the only one that has started every game so far. They negotiated their first few games without Judge being fit. They might have more injuries come that stage.
Yeah, they might. But yeah, there is that. But that's football.
I love this. This is good, boys. I want more of this. I want more of this, please. And if you could lob kind of F-bombs at each other as well.
I don't like you.
It's good radio, my friend.
He's a sissy. Can you say that?
You just did.
We
had fannies the other week.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Accurate. Boys, we've talked about football for a little bit. Let's have a Mark's Big Question before we jump in to the mailbag and other stuff.
Mark's Big Question.
Andy Warren, pick a number between 1 and 37.
Ipswich Town on top of the table.
Ooh.
Number one, please.
Number one. What would be the name of your memoir? Obviously, because you're going to write a memoir. All journalists have memoirs in them. And you've got quite a lot of stories to tell. Like your relationship with Daniel Amakachi revealed last week.
Serious relationship.
If we're going on the nickname theme, I guess mine would be The Doctor Will See You Now.
Yeah, making house calls with Dr. Watson.
I want to think of something Lord of the Ringsy, because my family all call me a hobbit.
Did I?
Yeah, my in-laws call me and my wife and now daughter the hobbits, because I've got hairy feet. what did Bilbo Baggins call his book in... Something like, I don't know.
Precious? I don't know.
Lord of the Ring.
Lord of the Rings is geeky stuff.
Yeah, Lord of the Ring. Just call it that.
Lord of the Dance. Lord of the Ring.
Yeah.
Andy Warren.
No, that's terrible. No, that is really bad.
The Doctor Will See You Now would work, obviously, for you, as you say.
Yeah.
And you tell some great stories in there. Roscoe, when you reach the age of being able to write properly, what would your memoir be called? It'd probably be something about its illness.
Yeah.
Who is it? What's his name? Spike Milligan on his gravestone. I told you I was ill. Mm-hmm. That could be the name of your memoir.
I should listen to Stu. Yeah. Should have gone to Stu.
Oh, yeah, I do like that. I told you I was ill. That would be apt for us.
Yeah.
His book's called There and Back Again. That's really dull.
That is really dull. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Crazy. Just about crazy golf.
Oh, of course. Former.
Just call it crazy. My crazy life.
Yeah.
Because it's been mental. It's been absolutely mad.
Yeah. And I like the fact, we've learned a bit more about your body, the hairy feet.
We've done hairy feet before. Didn't we have them out?
Did we?
Was that this or I don't know.
Where else have you been having your feet out?
I don't know. I'll show you later if you want.
I'm all right.
No, that was my bald patch on my leg, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'll show you my feet later.
So you've got hairy feet. You've got the calves of a Goliath.
Yeah,
you've got a bald patch caused by radiation on your thigh.
I've got better calves than The Rock.
I bet
he's got little chicken legs.
Your book could just be called Body Issues.
Yeah.
Body Talk.
Yeah. With Hutchie Warren.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Good. Excellent. I'll tick that one off. I'll get rid of it. Let's go back into football chat. Sexy stuff. Transfer deadline down Monday, isn't it?
Keep forgetting that.
Is it Monday?
Yeah, September the 2nd, Stu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
It's come around quick,
hasn't it? Should we? Is anything going to happen? What's the scuttlebutt?
Well, Lambert said that if there's one, if there's something, he think the classic line of it, if there's something out there that will improve the squad, we'll look at it. But I look at the squad and I can't really see a place that warrants having another wage, another body, more traffic added to it. I really can't. It's a pretty good squad that's got players that can play multiple positions. So
the only thing I can think of is if he's now suddenly thinking, actually, 4-4-2, we're going to use two up top a little bit more than I originally planned. He's got Norwood, Jackson, Keane when fit. Does he want four strikers? And I'm not including Freddie for a reason, because I still think even in a 4-4-2 we might see Freddie used wide. Possibly. Ooh. If not, then you've got your four strikers there. Need more than that.
How about departures, given they've got
That's more likely, isn't it? But midfield departures, I don't think any of the central midfielders are going to be moving on anytime soon. They're all rated too highly. Any central midfielders that you'd move on? The only one that you'd think would go out on loan would be Tristan Nydam, but he's got a broken ankle. Mm.
Yeah, Dazelle's probably at the lower end of that midfield list, and you're not.
He's not going to another League One club, so.
With him.
Okay. Follow it with us on Monday.
There are others, though. Like, Josh Emmanuel's an obvious one to think about. Does he go out on loan, maybe? Impossible.
Harry Wright, Corey Darby.
Yeah.
Barry Cotter.
This kind of level. Even somebody. Although, I don't know, probably not, but someone like Jordan Roberts, possibly.
He'd be the most high profile.
Yeah, but given what Stu just said about 4-4-2, he is at the moment the fourth striker, if you like it or not. Probably not. I don't think he would. But
speaking of departures, while preparing for this podcast last night, I googled Aaron Dryan. He's made one appearance so far.
Off the bench.
In the Super Wetten, or whatever it's called, over in Sweden. So another place where his talents aren't appreciated. One day. He needs to go back to Ireland, where he was banging them in for Waterford, really. They like him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you there.
Right. Mailbag. We've got loads. And we've only got 20 minutes. So I'm going to be...
Strict.
And also selective. So if you have sent in a question, obviously appreciate it. I'll give you a shout out, but I may not get the boys to answer it, depending on how we're doing for time.
I'm going to do the song really quickly.
Go for it.
Mailbag, mailbag, Mark, Annie, Stu and Roscoe dipping in the mailbag.
I see that our...
Boop, boop.
Apologies. I see that our...
Let it breathe.
Our critic is back, by the way.
Alistair, he says, I'm starting on a points deduction today.
He's come back with a bit of attitude. It was him that took the week off. Anyway.
And he didn't take us with him as well.
I bet he did.
He had his phone. Callum Wesley, we suspect Honey Badger plans to go with a 4-2-3-1 long term, but surely it makes sense to stick with Jacko and Lord Norse up top. Don't fix it if it isn't broken. Stuart Watson, you take that question.
Agreed.
Good. Rodney Marshall asks, why postpone the Rochdale game? We talked about that, Rodders. Thank you very much for your input. Nathan King wants to know, on the back of Norwood's gifts, what goal gift celebration would you do if you were a pro footballer? He says, I would go with the Stuart Watson floss, I think. The Stuart Watson floss was unveiled last deadline day, I believe, in a live video at the end of the day where we all went a little bit mad.
Oh, was this when Joe Garner's transfer went through 4 hours after the deadline?
Stewie flossed and then fell under the table. And that's how the video ended.
My wife said to me yesterday, sometimes I just do a floss at home just for fun. She says, I've never found you least attractive than when you do that.
It's a good look.
I do it more.
I think we've touched on this, haven't we, about gifts? Because obviously, Hutch, you do the pentagon. Stewie, you do the pen spin. Ross would do the lightning bolt.
You do something fighty.
I'd do something fighty. So I think we've probably covered that. Alistair Rattray. Do we still speak to Alistair?
We speak to him.
Okay. Something that intrigued me this week was the mention of an embargo on an ITFC story. This was the BT stuff, which Mark Murphy was tweeting about. Mm. Is this common in local journalism? Is it legal/informal? And he says also, the jingle review ears are firmly in place and Stuart Watson is starting from -3 points and facing expulsion.
I'm not doing one today, so I'm just expelling retiring yourself on my 9.5 rating or whatever it was from. So who was our standing critic?
Simon Portman Ginge, was it? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, give him a shout out.
Yeah.
So, embargoes in journalism, peek behind the curtain. They don't happen often on sports stories. They used to happen all the time when I was on news desk. They are not legally enforceable. However, if you do want to continue to have a good relationship with the person putting the embargo on the story, it's advisable that you observe the embargo.
We had a former editor who laughed in the face of embargoes. He used to...
The embargo killer.
Yeah, break them all the time.
Yeah.
They don't happen in sport, as you say. It's more of a news thing. We have sometimes some gentlemen's agreements between a small handful of sports journalists to say, let's keep this player interview for a certain day. But in recent times, Andy and I have kind of made the conscious decision that that's not helping us at all. If all the same media outlets are going out with the same quotes at the same time, it just waters down the impact. We would rather do our own thing, and that's why sometimes you might see us using player quotes slightly later or before other people, because we want to kind of just set our own agenda with stuff, really. So no, we don't really have embargoes, and you certainly don't go shouting about there's some news coming up in 3 days' time, because that kind of blew up a nice story into something more than it needed to be.
That whipped up a bit much.
This blessed plot is feeling brave. Why are you so behind the curve set by Blue Monday? They create podcasts frequently. You seem to do one every 10 days. Incidentally, I have no connection or link to Blue Monday. Well, this blessed plot, if that is indeed your real name, I've seen no evidence of it. Blue Monday don't get paid for doing podcasts. We do. So we can only do it while we're all working. They do it in their spare time. That's the reason. We all have to be here.
But we do love it.
Yeah, we refuse to work beyond our contracted hours.
Exactly. Matt Thomas, who's going to do it? Stewie's so... You've got no idea who friends of the show are, have you?
Friend of the show.
Fighting Matt Thomas. A slightly odd one, perhaps, but does anyone else cringe each time Holy kicks from his hands? Kicking at the side of the ball leaves such a small margin for error, and several miskicks have occurred already. Man hugs all round. 5.
Matteo Serena used to do that. He does have a funny kicking motion out of his hands.
Is that because his foot's so far away from his hands?
It doesn't help. His legs, they're so... He's got some body issues.
Yeah.
Which I'll have a chapter about in my book.
Yeah.
That's not a problem I have. My legs and hands are
very close
together. Very close together, which means I'm perhaps a better out of hand kicker.
You probably are.
Yeah, I'd say that I am actually.
Do you? So are you worried now when he kicks?
You
alluded to it, didn't you? When he signed, you said that he had some kicking issues. I'm sure I remember you saying that. Or was that used to you?
No. But he acknowledges that it's not something that he's working on.
Josh. How hard do you think it will be for Nolan, God, I've forgotten about Nolan, to get into the team considering how well Skuse and Downs are playing? He was excellent in League One, and I feel he deserves a space, but there's no way to fit him in at the moment, and that doesn't even consider Hughes also. Good signs. Watson?
I agree.
Good.
Downs and Skuse have probably been their two best players, working really well. 4-4-2, we've discussed, is working for them as a formation. Nolan, I think we all thought, was going to be a big player for them, returning to his natural level, inverted commas, after a difficult season. But he got better and better, you know, as the championship went on. I think he's got more goals in him than Skuse and Downs. But where do you fit him in at the moment? It's a nice headache to have.
Yeah, I think when people like him, and even when we're talking October, November time with Teddy Bishop, I think that's when you might see Lambert maybe switch things back to what he sees as the formation going forward, unless 4-4-2 really catches fire. As much as it's getting some results at the moment, I still wouldn't say that it's not caught fire. They're not creating chance after chance after chance and cutting teams apart. It's still got its limitations. It's just it's done the job so far in circumstances with players missing and things like that. But
yeah, let's be honest. The games against Wimbledon, Peterborough, were far from convincing in terms of all-round performances. So,
it's doing its job for now.
Nick Abel-Smith, peek behind the curtain time. Could Thomas Holy be the new Toto in terms of cult status? He seems to be the nicest man alive. You've met Thomas Holy. Is he a nice man?
He's quite funny, isn't he?
He's the new Jonas Knudsen.
Yeah.
In terms of just
working
being
his bollocks
sort
off.
Of, yeah. In awe of everything and the opportunity that he's got. And I love it. I love to see that sort of boyish charm about people
Have you been blessed to have an insight into his dress sense? Because for some reason I reckon he probably wears some really rascal clobber, Thomas Oley.
I've only seen him wearing
tracksuit
club
stuff.
Tracksuits.
I can imagine he'd be one for sort of torn jeans and stuff
he'd
like
have
that.
He'd have to shop like at
Long and Tall.
Long and Tall shops,
yeah. Mm. Not a problem for you.
I've never been to those shops.
Andy Evers, this is the question. Bolton looked to be saved, fantastic. A week of clubs extremely close to ending. You have to think Marcus Evans isn't so bad. He throws in millions, gets abused, but ITFC still have a heartbeat. I've been frustrated, but feeling more grateful. Agreed. So let's talk about Berry, shall we? Briefly. Obviously very, very sad.
Very sad.
Very sad. But this is only going to happen more, isn't it? The way football's set up at the moment. You're going to end up with...
It's not something... There's been some warning signs over the last decade or so, hasn't there? There's been some clubs that have gone very close to the brink. Portsmouth and...
Luton,
yeah. Double points deduction for them in back-to-back seasons. So, sort of the Premier League monster has been leading us down this path, and it's because it's forced everybody to chase the dream and gamble, no matter what league you're in, and overreach.
It's brought gamblers into football, hasn't it? Because we've talked about how many clubs have kind of available to buy. I saw someone the other day saying that pretty much they reckon that every club outside of the Premier League is, in inverted commas, available to buy for people who want to... Because you can only get to the Premier League if you own a football club, and it's brought people looking to win the jackpot into football, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is all a big gamble, isn't it? You're it's a short odds gamble, but if you get there, it's like winning the lottery. The riches are vast, but you can only spin the roulette wheel so many times before your chips run down, dwindle down to nothing, and then you pass it on to somebody else. And where we've got to be grateful for Marcus Evans, and I'm not sitting here being a complete apologist for him because he's made a hell of a lot of operational mistakes. I think the stuff about spend more money isn't the bit that I'm worried about. It's the people he's appointed, it's the not being there, it's not being accessible. All those things would be the stick that I'd beat him with. But in terms of consistently putting money in year after year after year, instead of going, I'm going to go 30 million one season, 30 million season two, didn't work, I'm off. He's going 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, year after year. And that's sustainable, that's consistent, it's not sexy, but it's not leading Ipswich into a dark place like some other clubs.
Yeah, we talked about it being a gamble there, haven't we? And it's not just gambling on your chances of getting to the Premier League. You're using other people's money, like not literally, but in terms you've seen at Bury, the gamble for Bury to kind of do what they wanted to do is using other people's emotions as the chips, isn't it? Like what's left behind are fans who've got coffins at games. There was one guy who was saying that he had plans to have his ashes scattered in the penalty area at Bury with his dad or his granddad, and that can't happen now because it's not going to be there to kind of share that with them. And it's all of that's the real gamble.
Good. That was an excellent answer. That was heavy as well. So let's take two more. We've got 2 minutes left. Some lighter tones to end mailbag on. Jamie Trott, how much do you lads spend on getting your hair cut? I think I got mugged off at the weekend. He adds, Stu can sit this question out if he wants.
I'm out.
Roscoe?
20,
when you're getting the skin fade.
20?
20, but I get my beard trimmed as well. So
you get your ears waxed and all
that. Yeah, and everything all done.
Everything done.
Yeah.
The full thing. Happy ending as well?
No.
Is that you spend 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
29.
I used to spend £9.50, but I now spend £10.50 because the price went up.
It's gone up. What do they do when they cut your hair? They
just
bring out the old shears.
Yeah. Well, no. He's this guy. Same guy has cut my hair. Lee. He's cut my hair for probably 20 years. I'll just give him free rein. He just does. He's the artist behind this.
The Hutch Thatch.
Yeah.
Have you ever been tempted to mix it up?
No.
Never?
No, because it requires maintenance.
Yeah.
It already requires enough maintenance.
Does it really? Because it looks like it's just solid. I mean, I've touched it and it...
It just needs... No, in terms of... it just needs regular Stu was saying earlier that he looked at some of our videos that we do together, and you can see the cycle. It gets Sean back to this, and within 3.5 weeks, it looks like it's kind of billowing out the sides.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of a wiry afro.
Yeah.
And just needs doing again.
Have you ever grown it full afro? Stick the comb in it?
No.
I wish you would. Mm-hmm. £25, me, Jamie. As already discussed.
Mister. What do you get done?
What do you mean, what do I get done?
25 quid, where do you go?
I get my hair cut. Go to a salon, my friend.
Oh. Steve, oh, you have to book, don't you?
Stephen John Barry St. Edmunds, yeah. My hairdresser is called Gareth. He's a very nice man. Has saved me from the skin fade and ultimately started my concern about my age appropriate or non age appropriate.
Did it? Is that where that's come from?
That's where it came from, yeah. When I asked for the skin fade, he went, I don't think so, mate. Not at your age.
Well, that's a tough, because he presumably gave you that in the first place.
I've never had a skin fade.
I don't know what a skin fade
so
is.
So it's what Ross, what when about. Ross has his hair cut and you see he basically has no hair, and then he has some hair, that's a skin fade. It's a footballer's haircut, basically. Adding into the fact I already had the Burst and Selena, I think Gareth has done me a favour.
Thank you, Gareth.
I'm officially an old man in terms of haircut.
£25.
That's good value.
How often are you doing that?
Three weeks. Every 3 weeks.
Goodness me.
You're golden, mate. When I used to shave my head, I used to love the fact I got up in the morning and there's nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's great.
Final question of mailbag. Radders, if you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you'd done?
That's £435 a year on your hair.
I take pride in my appearance. What are you saying?
I just didn't know you could pay that much.
You can pay a lot more, mate.
Can you?
How a much? Lot more.
Good.
You're talking 50 quid and upwards in some places. Anyway, if you got arrested, the coppers are knocking on your door, you've had your collar felt, what's Jessica and... on your wife's name. Vicky.
Yes.
Good save.
What is she assuming that you've done?
Probably identity theft again.
Again?
Yeah.
Of course.
We've had this chat, haven't we, about the old German machine gun incident.
When you were arrested at gunpoint in Germany.
Yeah. Probably that again. Just worldwide and on Interpol.
Stewie, the fuzz arrive at your door.
Yeah.
They kick it down. They tell your missus, Claire.
Yeah.
And your little girl, Aya, that daddy's been arrested.
Yeah.
What do they think you've done?
I know what I think he would have done.
What?
Well, let's you have a go first.
What crime are you most likely to have committed?
I think Stuart Watson is most likely to have had a little wee in the street. When he really... he's had a few drinks. He's been out. It's dark. He thought, I just need a little wee. Because he needs a little wee before he does anything.
Tiny little bladder.
He must have the tiniest little bladder. He cannot leave a building without weeing.
You know the charge for that as well. Back in the day when I was a news reporter, I used to do court lists. And the charge for that is urinating to the annoyance of passengers.
Well, he would annoy passengers.
Yeah.
You just have a little wee up against the wrong building and you'd be taken into the cells or something silly
a
like
historic
that.
Building. Roscoe.
Thanks for that, because I was going to say something else. That's fine, we'll go with that.
What
one.
Were you going to say?
No, we'll go
we'll let
that,
that linger, the mystery.
Ross?
Roscoe, let me set the scene. The filth, the blue line, come to your door.
Yeah.
They've told Sasha, you've been whisked away to the cells. What have you done?
Overslept.
Is that a crime?
It's not.
I think you've probably clipped a cyclist, haven't you?
Yeah, or broke something very...
Yeah,
valuable.
Stolen something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Or thrown a stone at a building.
Oh yeah,
that thing. Yeah, probably. Yeah, broke something that's very valuable.
General hooliganism.
Ran away. Yeah.
What about you?
Mine would definitely be something related to my slight anger issues.
A road rage incident.
Emerge every now and then.
Spiraled out of control.
Yeah.
He's already dead, Mark.
Coolly bends over and gets the baseball bat from underneath the passenger seat.
That was definitely what the wife would assume had happened. Boys, we haven't got enough time to do the rest of the mailbag, but I do want to give a shout out to everyone who's got involved. Obviously, Alistair Rattray, Harry Butcher, Little Melon Man, friend of the show. We haven't got time for that. FPL Tractor, and many more.
Tiny Little Melon Man.
Sindre Eliasson, a man whose name I love. Sindre, tell us. In your Twitter avatar, you're playing a sport which, I don't know, is it some kind of cross between hockey and lacrosse? Tell us what it is, because I'm interested. So anyway, that brings us to the end of Mailbag. Shrewsbury this weekend. Score's going to be?
Not going, don't care.
Of course, you're not going. But you still care.
No, I think they're gonna. I think they'll win this one. Shrewsbury sound like they've got a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm. Score?
I think they'll win 2-0.
2-0? 2-0.
Agreed.
2-0.
3-0.
3-0. I can't remember what I wrote in the paper this week. I predicted basically Town are never going to lose again this week in the paper. I was bold. Do you approve of that? Do you think it was clickbait journalism?
I didn't read it.
Hey, there you go.
I did read it, and I can't remember your scoreline.
I think you said 2-1, actually.
I think I might have said 2-1.
Yeah. You highlighted that Shrewsbury don't score many, but they don't concede
exactly.
many either.
They're tight at the back. I think I said 2-0, because I changed Doncaster to 2-1. Okay.
Is this the Paul Hurst derby? Because that's a really sad name for a game, isn't it?
Can we call it that?
I
quite like it.
The Paul Hurst derby.
I want to mention, ahead of the Paul Hurst derby as well, that you can, if you buy yourself a goodie bag this weekend, you can get yourself a honey badger mask.
No, really?
You can.
Is this their first title? Had we made them before?
Not Honey Badger, no. We made Mr. Hurst and Luke Chambers.
I assume it's a Paul Lambert mask rather than an actual
Honey Badger. An actual Honey Badger mask, no.
That's a shame.
That is a shame. So get your hands on one of them. I'm going to tweet out a picture later on of one of the boys wearing the Honey Badger mask. And also, luckily, we've still got a job a lot of Luke Chambers from last season, so they're going out as well.
Can we put some Paul Hurst ones in there for this game?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Both sets of fans
I think we've still got a few of those left. All that's left for me to say is please hit subscribe if you enjoyed this podcast. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes because it helps us in the visibility charts. Roscoe, play the Archant podcast push.
Which we have successfully once again played in the middle of the show as requested.
Yeah.
You can fast forward 15 seconds if you wish.
Okay.
From true crime to football, Brexit to folklore. For more great podcasts from Archant, head to audioboom.com/channel/Archant.
Don't do that.
And if that isn't going to make you listen to Archant podcast, I don't know what else will. Also want to mention the live pod, Saturday, December the 14th, post Bristol Rovers. Town will be top of the league and still unbeaten. You can come and get right on the beers with us while we make fools of ourselves on stage, mostly me. Stu and Andy are far too sensible for stuff like that.
No, I'll be on the beers.
Roscoe will be...
I'll be out cold already. Too much,
so. He might be out of bed by then.
You'd have been arrested. Tickets, I'm hoping to sort tickets out today. Very exciting. So it's Thursday. If you're listening to this, the pod's going to be out this afternoon. It's probably already too late if tickets are out, let's be honest. They're going to go quickly.
They are going to. You need to be fast.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's going to be a tremendous event, and we'd love to see all of you there. Obviously, you can't all come. But the next one...
What do we think?
Bigger.
Capacity
50? 50, something like that.
Be quick.
Be very quick, but it's going to be really good fun. Looking forward to it a great deal. Boys, any other business to mention before we go back to the office and do the boring stuff?
No other business.
Roscoe?
No.
Good.
I was going to mention one thing, but I think we've got another podcast, haven't we, on Monday?
We have, but just very quickly mention, just so people know about it, and we'll talk about it next week. Mm-hmm. So it's the Ipswich women against Norwich women. It's the East Anglian Derby.
Yes.
A week on Wednesday, mm-hmm. September the 4th, yes. At Felixstowe, 7:45.
Yes.
That game's happening.
That is happening.
How are we doing so far this season?
Drew the first home game or league game, and then we lost 6-0 in the cup. So.
Ah, okay.
Did they put the reserves out for
it? It was a fringe players. So
classic Ipswich.
League's your bread and butter.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, it should be a good game, good capacity, hopefully.
How much to get in?
It was 150 for the Wimbledon game, so hopefully we'll get 300.
Hoping for a big crowd.
Big crowd, yeah. But yeah, free for season ticket holders. Ipswich season ticket holders. So if you're on that Wednesday.
And your chance to meet some first teamers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Who's going to be there? Mr. Norwood?
Yeah, Lord Norwood, Kane Jackson, Jordan Roberts.
Wolfie.
Apparently Jack Lancaster will be going as well.
And you'll be there, won't you, Ross?
Yeah,
more importantly.
Yeah, so if you want to see me, get pictures of me, then come down.
If somebody does see Ross, can you ask to pose for, do the Bolt Lightning pose with Ross? Okay, yeah.
This is a great shout. If we can get some selfies with Ross on social media, that would be tremendous.
Yes.
And also another thing I want to see is the Honey Badger chants and signs, banners at games, please.
Yeah. What's the chant?
I don't know. I haven't got to come up with
You're the leader of this movement. you need to come up with the hymns.
I can't do it.
Banners, sure, but if it's a hymn, it needs to come from you.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go with banners, first of all, because the hymn's probably being a bit too ambitious. Anyway, boys, it's been great talking to you. We've had some fun. We've had some laughs. We've had some heavy chat.
We had joy. We had fun.
Little insight there into the pipes that Hutchie possesses. Town play with Shrewsbury this weekend. They're going to win. We'll speak to you again next week. If you smell what the Rock is cooking.